Parental advisory warning. Carlosophies, provoking thought and liberating people from their own bullshit since 2015. First time here? Hit subscribe. You'll want to stick around.
So my dog is walking very, very slowly today. I think he's officially getting old. And I have just been down here playing with some ideas, and I thought I would just share it with you guys because this is the process that I go through when I create something new. So I kind of have an idea, I swim around in it a bit, and I come down here and I talk it through to myself. I talk myself through it, and it kind of forms, and then I figure out what I'm going to do with that. Sometimes I do nothing with it. Sometimes I just play with the idea, and then other times I will, you know, turn it into something. And you know, I feel like I'm in a like kind of a transitional phase at the moment, and I come up against these every so often where I feel like I need to maybe have a reset, a recalibration, and just a really good look at what I'm doing and why I'm doing it, and if there's things that I could be doing differently or better. And I guess it happens in a more major sense, come on, every couple of years. And this is when I make pretty major decisions, right? Like when I decided I wasn't going to do email marketing anymore. That happened during one of these phases. You know, when I've decided to move away from something like Radcasters, when I decided to move away from that, I was in a phase like I am now. It's just really about, you know, I feel like we often hang on to things because we don't know what's next or what if, you know, like we're sold that story so often about the person who gave up too early, you know, right before things were about to shift. Well, the truth of the matter is, you know, you can't miss what's coming for you, right? And you also, I feel like that approach, we can hold on to things that aren't necessarily that great for us. And what's to say? You know, what's to say you hold on to it and nothing shifts? Like we don't know when that point is coming, but if something is no longer serving us, it's just the fact of the matter is it's no longer serving us. So, you know, I think about that when I think about the Office Collective and how, you know, I could have hung on. If I'd had the means available, and, you know, I looked at getting investors on board and all that kind of jazz, I really exhausted pretty much all my options there. And I probably could have kept going, but it would have, like it was ruining my life. And making that decision was so liberating for me. And now I think if I had held on and I did make it work, it's actually not what I would want anyway. So, you know, what's the point of holding on to something when it's really not even your dream anymore? You know, and I feel like a lot of people don't let go of things because they're afraid they'll look flighty or, you know, just not professional or whatever. But I just don't see the point of hanging on if, you know, I just don't think we think critically enough about you know, like, is this thing actually bringing me joy? Anyway, so I've been thinking about this a lot lately and just really thinking about rejigging my business and having a bit of a refresh, a reset point. And while I was thinking that, I noticed that there were other people around me who were in a similar position, who are also in a transitional phase and kind of questioning what's next. You know, we've been just coming out of winter, and some of us just starting to come out of isolation, some of us a little more out of it than others. But you know, we've got this really great opportunity to take what we've learned about ourselves this year and and do something meaningful with this. And I think this was part of the reason I felt called to create The Container with Kelly, was because I wanted to give people this space where they could plant their seeds and have the right conditions for growth, right? And that didn't quite pan out as I had thought. And I've been thinking, like, what would I like to do next? And really what I want to do next is a complete shake-up. But while I've been thinking about this, I've also been witnessing other people in a similar phase, just ready for some change, ready to reassess, but they're not really sure what direction they want to go in. And so you kind of start doing this dance, right? Like dance of back and forth, and it doesn't actually move anywhere forward. And so I've been thinking about maybe running just a short month-long program on this, like a reset and recal and realign, right? And I had kind of thought about doing it one-on-one with people over 3 months, and I'm still totally open to that. But I thought it might be a fun thing to do as a group, kind of. And I've been thinking about how I might like to run that. And that's what I've brought down here today, is working through that. And, you know, I had so much fun doing Clarify and Amplify and Show Up and Speak Up in that format of like the 4 weekly calls. So I've been playing with, would I do something like that where we just do 4 weekly group calls and I bring a topic and we all kind of workshop it then and there. And I know, because I've done this readjusting, recalibrating, realigning, reassessing thing and resetting thing a few times, I have kind of a process that I work through myself, and I had thought it would be really cool to run other people through it with me. But how that looks, I'm not 100% sure of. So I'm down here and I'm thinking, well, should I? Maybe I could run it as just like a simple weekly Zoom meeting with a replay available, and, you know, have it similar setup to what I did for Show Up Speak Up, where there's a replay available in the group and we workshop things live, which would be fun. And then I was thinking about how much fun I had when I created Find Your Freak. Right? Like, Find Your Freak, anyone, I don't know if you did it or if anyone, you know, remembers Find Your Freak. Basically, it was a month. It was 2 or 3 years ago now, maybe 3 years. And it was a, every day, I would record a little mini, you know, just free flow on finding your freak. And we went through knowing your values and all that kind of jazz. And it was an opportunity, like, I don't know, like it was just a really fun thing. And it was delivered as a private podcast, and we had a Facebook group, and, everyone would listen. And then after that, I ran a 4 week little group program, which we went through it. You know, we got on the call and we went through the first week's content, and then we jumped on another call and we went through the next week's content and stuff. And that was super fun. I'm just going to check. I've turned around. Oh, yeah, that's all right. I just thought it's quite windy, but doesn't seem to be picking up too badly. And so maybe something like that could be cool. A program where I record some episodes that are based on the content that we're going to cover. You know, so it's kind of like another audio course. And maybe we have a Voxer group attached to that. So the idea I've been playing with is like creating a little series of maybe 4 major episodes that is private. And those episodes will talk through the concepts of this process that I go through. And then we have like a, you know, a Voxer group where people can discuss it, or maybe we jump on calls and discuss the content. Like, I'm not really sure of how that's going to unfold. So, because what I really loved, or maybe it's just available as a private podcast and people can just work through it at their own pace or whatever. This is the process that I go through when I'm creating something new. I come down here and I just kind of jam on it myself. What would feel the most fun? What would feel the most easy for me? And I'm feeling that the recording element, or maybe even just doing live calls like I did with Show Up Speak Up. You know, I feel like I'm a bit reluctant to do that, mostly because it requires like people and for you guys to get the most out of it, it would require people. And so so maybe it's better off just as an audio kind of program. So I'm just still playing with it, but I'm thinking I might run something for November that runs the whole month, and it's kind of just an opportunity to stop, look back on the last year or two, see what themes have come up, and really dig into what it is you want to create from here. With everything that you've, everything that you've learned and gathered and know from this point, how are you going to move forward? And I've got some really cool ideas and exercises that I want to bring. I guess I'm just trying to figure out what the best way for me to present it, but also the best way for you to consume and engage with it. One thing I've really been playing with is, I do love Voxer, and I know not everyone's a massive fan of Voxer, but I feel like for 4 weeks, it might work. And having I have done, one of my friends is the delightful Elsie Escobar from She Podcasts, and I've done E-League, I don't know, pretty much every time, I think, since she started it. And she's just running the final one at the moment. And I really love her format that she does. So she does, but it is podcasters, right? And I find people who podcast are often more comfortable with Voxer as a medium, because they're used to using their voice in that way. Where I just noticed when I ran Frequency and we had the two groups, so we had the podcasters group and we had the people starting a podcast, the podcasters embraced it a lot more than the people who weren't yet podcasting. And I think maybe that's got something to do with the fact that they're really comfortable in voicing. I'm not sure. Anyway, so I've got to play with the medium, but essentially what she does is has a set of what we call the E-League Essentials, and she bases each round on those, but with a slightly different spin. I think that could work, but I guess my question is, would it work for you? Because like what she has is like these E-League Essentials as a podcast that you can listen to. She has a broadcast thread where you can just go and listen to her stuff, and each week she presents, like a broadcast. And then we have a group, and the group is where people can bounce their ideas and get feedback and, bring the learnings and implement and kind of mastermind them, I guess. And I actually feel like that process really does work if people are willing to engage. This is the process, right? This is the process that I go through when I'm creating something new. I find what I feel is calling, being called to create, what I'm being called to create, and then I go about massaging what I think it might look like, and then I think about, you know, how I might most like to deliver it, what would be the most fun, ease-filled thing for me to deliver, and is that going to be something that other people will be able to connect and engage with. And then it's literally just, you know, map it out and put it out into the world. So yeah, just a bit of behind the scenes today of the process of creation. And no doubt that, you know, I've spoken about the creative cycle a lot here. No doubt I'll hit up against my own doubt and all that kind of shit will happen. I'm not even sure that I'll end up, this will end up being a final creation, as in something that I release to the world. Some of my stuff I've sat with, like Show Up, Speak Up, was something that I'd kind of mapped out a few times and then just thought, no, the timing didn't feel right, you know? And so I just sat with it. And then WISE, Women in Social Enterprise, came to me and said, would you like some funding to create a program, Show Up, Speak Up? And I was like, well, yeah, you know? And then I had to get over my own insecurities and self-doubt and all that kind of shit in order to bring it to the world. But, you know, so some of these things don't necessarily make it past the cutting floor, you know, they're left there, or I don't feel like I have the energy to, you know, see it through to the end. And if I'm not feeling the energy, then I'm not going to finish creating it. And I feel like this is like a mini lesson in being a projector too, is, you know, I am very mindful about what I commit my energy to, and an invite can look many different ways. An invite can look like me feeling the energy to create something and to commit to creating something. And so when I feel in my body that the time is right, then I just kind of unleash it onto the world and we see what happens. So I'm almost at that point where it's here, and it's like the blueprint is kind of here, and I'm sitting with, is this something that I want to commit my energy to, or do I have the capacity to commit my energy to this? And if I do, if I feel there's a bit of a windswell of energy behind it, then I'll go ahead and create it. You know, I think sometimes we think over, here Bill, sometimes I think as projectors we can overthink the invite thing, and often the invite can be, you know, a feeling of invitation. Life can invite us to things. It doesn't necessarily, I guess, a purist view, and often I find myself falling into the more purist view where I'm like, well, if I'm not trying to create and push something out into the world, then that's often where the things that work, right? But also that's not exactly true, because I've done programs like Find Your Freak, and even Radcasters for the first, you know, when I first created Radcasters, I definitely felt this too. You know, like when there isn't an expectation, when there isn't a, you know, when I'm not doing it because I'm afraid that I'm not going to be able to pay my bills or something like that, you know, when I'm creating from a place of inspiration and co-creation, and I feel there's an energy behind me, then, you know, that's sometimes enough of an invitation. And plus, we're all here to experiment, so, you know, that's what I tend to do. I do throw a lot of shit at the walls, because even the stuff that sticks sometimes dries and falls off, you know, so we've got to continually keep things fresh and keep trying new shit. So yeah, that's me today. If it goes ahead, you'll be the first to hear about it. Well, maybe not the first. Maybe the first people I'll message are those on my email list, or maybe on Instagram, or maybe I'll pop it on Facebook. So, you know, if you're interested, connect, you know, because your energy helps me and your invites help me to sustain this stuff. So if you are interested, let me know, and we can co-create. Okay, so that's it from me today. Until next week, peace out.
Want more me in your life? Head to carlinimmo.com or find me on Instagram at carlosofies. But honestly, the best thing you can do is tell a friend about this podcast. Until next week, peace out.